Good evening. Today is Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024. And I'm going today talk about my first agenda item when I run for the presidency of the United States in the year 2028. I will be running under my own political party. It's called the Black Lincoln Dynasty Political Reparations Party. I have a total of 7 agenda items, and tonight will be agenda item number 1, which is dealing with the reparations for the American descendants of slavery. Now, this is very personal to me because, like I said, I have several great-great-grandparents that were slaves, but this here is dealing with my great-grandfather, Doc Wilson, who just happens to be the oldest son of President Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert Todd Lincoln, who lived to be 82 years old. He was born in August of 1843, and he died in July of 1926. Well, anyway, the reparations that I'm talking about, I want to get reparations for the American descendants of slavery. And like I said, this is based on my grandpa Robert Todd Lincoln's generosity in leaving his entire estate to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, Mr. Doc Wilson. And the thing about it was Grandpa Doc was born into slavery. Now, like I said, the Lincolns never owned slaves. It was my G3 Momo First Lady Mary Parker Todd's father, Robert Todd, who owned slaves. The Lincolns hated slavery. And the thing about it was that Grandma Mary's mother was named Elizabeth Parker Todd. She died when Grandma Mary was 6 years old. And Grandpa Robert married another woman who just happened to be a racist southern bitch. Her name was Elizabeth Humphreys Todd. But anyway, like I said, my grandfather was born to Grandpa Robert Todd Lincoln and my grandma Diana Todd. Grandma Diana had been a slave at the Lexington, Kentucky estate of my grandfather Robert Todd, who was the slave owner and so forth. But anyway, make a long story short, Grandpa Doc Wilson's father, Robert Todd Lincoln, has left Grandpa Doc Wilson's descendants his entire, he left him his entire estate. There's a 100-year-old blind trust. God, only God knows what's in that bitch. But anyway, make a long story short, I'm going to my number one agenda item on the list, and I'm going to try to talk about each agenda item on a daily basis. So I'm going to give you a hint of the agenda items that I have listed so far. Now, you're changing on a constant basis. Number one is reparations for the American descendants of slaves. Number two, taking care of the needs of my enlisted women and men of the military. Number three, I'm going to convene a committee of the different ethnic groups in this country so that I can have representatives from each group to tell me what their working class citizen and poor people within that community need. Just like I said, it'll be for the Haitian Americans, the Irish American, Italian American, Jamaican American. Like I said, we're just going to make sure there are representatives from each of those ethnic groups that can come and let me know what's actually needed within those groups for the working class people and so forth. Say, for instance, we need affordable housing. That's number three. Number four are going to be term limits for the United States Congress, the Supreme Court, with a little twist on the presidency. The president may be able to serve a third term, but this has to be on a case-by-case basis. And the thing about it is that if you are granted the ability to run for a third term, it's up to you. If you don't win, you don't get the term. But anyway, make a long story short, you got to convince the people. That's number four. Number five, I want to convene a constitutional convention, because the Constitution honestly needs to be updated and so forth. That's number five. Number six is dealing with getting rid of the Arias. Number six is getting rid of the Arias. I'm about sick of this shit. But anyway, getting rid of the Arias. We'll discuss that when I on the sixth day. Well, anyway, make a little to the next one is to have facilities set up for battered women and children and battered men and children. And number I need to go all the way back to the top of this list. Number three on the list will be getting rid of homelessness, affordable housing. And then number four will be for our set up committees with the different ethnic groups to find out what each community needs. And then we'll do like the term limits and the convening the constitutional convention and dealing with the battered women and children, men and children, make sure that they know they have a place to go. The children will be schooled, and we've got to school them there at the facility. You have access to daycare while you're looking for the jobs and everything for them. And I mentioned getting rid of the IRS. But anyway, make a long story short. After that, I'm going to work with the John Quincy Adams Society to see if we can get him a memorial on the mall, because John Quincy Adams was my cousin on my daddy's side of my family, and him and President John Adams and cousin Abigail Adams hated slavery. And see, the thing about John Quincy Adams, he was the one that was instrumental in taking the Amistad Africans before the United States Supreme Court and getting their freedom and so forth. But anyway, I know I've cut into my reparation time. But anyway, back to the reparations for the Americans since the slave. Number one, you have to be able to prove that you are a descendant of the slaves that built this country. You have to prove it. If you don't prove it, I'm sorry, you're not getting reparation. There is a lineage thing here. Number two, if you are an American descendant of the slaves and you are married to a non-American descendant of the slave, you got to prove to me that you have really been in the black community working to help us out. Because if not, what I'm going to do is that I'm going to shift your reparations to someone else in your family who has proven that they are for the black. If not, what I'm going to do, if you got children, I'm going to set up trust funds. These kids cannot touch that money until they're 30 years old. Now, we're going to provide and make sure that the schooling and the rent and stuff is paid. But like I said, it's going to be stipulation here. Because like I said, some motherfuckers who have never fought for anything, who have never wanted... all I got to say, I got something. I'm time enough for you motherfuckers who think you're going to freeload. Also, if you have been claiming you a biracial, whatever, you got to prove. All I got to say is that if you haven't really admitted that you're not getting real. I'm sorry. I will go through, find the descendant of your slave ancestors and work with your family to ensure that the individuals within your family will get reparation. But you as an individual, if you haven't put down that you were black and you've been saying you were biracial, guess what? You ain't getting reparation. I'm going to work with your family, but you won't be getting shit. But like I said, what I want you all to do, if you hear this recording, start looking into the census records and so forth, because you got to prove that you are American descendant of a slave that was held in bondage and back to the killing fields and so forth. But like I said, I know I'll probably end up having to update this area more, but the first agenda item is getting reparation for the descendants of the American people. Because you see, my grandfather Robert Lincoln told his son Doc Wilson that what he was going to do, he was going to right the wrong. You see, they lied so much about my pawpaw, President Abraham Lincoln. I was just over the years taught not to look at anything in those American history books because they're based on lies, and pawpaw was not anything like they had tried to lie and say it was. Because you see, pawpaw was behind the scenes before he murdered, trying to get Grandpa Doc and his mama back up out of slavery. Plus, on top of that, If he hated black folks so much, how in the hell did he convince the Tsar of Russia to side with him against slavery? I just think that was just courage under fire. And that my hat goes off to Pawpaw Lincoln and Tsar Alexander II, because both of the men were murdered, because Pawpaw was shot in the back of the head, not giving a chance. Tsar Alexander II, I think, he was killed when I think somebody bombed, threw a bomb and what. But anyway, make a long story short, those two guys, those two men, courageous, they are superheroes. And on that note, I know I'm rambling, but what I'm going to try to do with the reparations, I'm going to try to get 2 checks a month to the people that have proven that they're American descendants of the slaves. And the thing about it, I'm going to try to get a total of $10 million a month, but if not, I'm going to try, at the less, it would be $5 because I'm going to start negotiations at $999 trillion. I know they ain't going to give us that kind of money, but like I said, if I get in with a package between $400 trillion and $500 trillion, I can at least get us between at least 2 checks a month with a total of $5 million. So on that note, everybody have a wonderful day. If I'm confusing you or you want to ask me some questions, I'm on Instagram. My verified account is Mary Elizabeth Bass 7265. I got a hat on and so forth, and you can DM me. And my email address is financialeducationinajar@gmail.com. Once again, it's financialeducationinajar@gmail.com. And my cell phone number, my cell phone number, just in case you want to call and leave a message. If I don't recognize the number, I don't pick it, but just leave a message. It's 703-868-7102. And my daughter is currently working on my websites and stuff. And like I said, my political party is called the Black Lincoln Dynasty Reparations Political Party. And on that note, have a wonderful evening. Good night.